The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
It is Braves Pregame Daily for your Wednesday morning, May the 12th, 2021. With Chris Domino, I'm Kevin McAlpin, and we are looking back on a tough night for the Braves as they drop game one to the Blue Jays 5-3. Chris, it goes down as probably paragraph three or four, but the loss last night overshadows a really good performance from Bryce Wilson. Two runs, six hits over six innings, no walks, and five punchouts. And for a spot starter, boy, I don't think you could have asked for anything more than you got out of the young right-hander last night.
Yeah, job done. If you're going to start checking boxes, if you're going to grade everybody, if we're going to send a report out to the world, Bryce Wilson was fine last night. No doubt about it, a tick better. Now, Robbie Ray, 10 strikeouts last night. I don't know if you saw this. That's his first double-digit strikeout game since he joined Toronto. They haven't had one since July of 2019. That's a little bit strange in a strikeout-happy world. I got to ask you something. Where did that fastball come from? Because I don't know if these academies or online YouTubes learn how-to videos. Everybody in baseball seems to be throwing harder than ever, and this guy is another example of that.
He really is, and I should have looked it up. I don't know if he is one of the driveline guys, but for those folks who don't know, there's that place up there in the Seattle area where they actually use those weighted balls and actually work on getting guys to add a couple of miles per hour to their velo. But yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if he was one of those guys or not. We've seen it pay off for some guys, and we've seen it actually go the other way and cause injuries for others. But you know, there's so much out there as far as the analytics and the spin rate and analyzing all the data. So they do have those kinds of academies all over the place, but you're right. That fastball is really, I don't know where it came from, because I always remembered him from his days out west with the Diamondbacks as sort of a soft tossing lefty. I don't remember that fastball. Nope. That's a new one for me.
I'll give you another one. His curveball now is a wipeout strikeout curveball too, on top of everything else. He's got an arsenal now. If it's a two-pitch arsenal, good for him, because it's going. I don't know how long he can keep it up, but he was really good last night. And again, look, at the end of the day, you blew a lead. And is this three times now, I think I read, leading after eight innings, where you're going into the eighth, and you were 23-0 last year in that number. I think it's three losses already this year. So one of the things that you see sticking out, it's sort of like Ronald Acuña getting hit. You go, it feels like it's happened more than three times. It feels like Acuña's been hit more. Maybe because you get emotional about every time it happens, and maybe it goes twofold, threefold. It's not just the actual number. It just feels more than that. Well, that's what it sort of feels like at the end of baseball games right now. And couple it up with mental/physical, physical/mental errors at the end of a game to help put you in a position to not win.
Yeah, and the one that hurts is the AJ Minter play that he doesn't go to second base. That's the one where, boy, you really feel like things could have turned, momentum could have come back in your favor on that play. He doesn't get an out, base hit by Bichette, that loads the bases, and then we all know what happened. Guerrero ties it, and then they go ahead on Teoscar Hernandez's play. I will say that the one that I'm not going to crush Jacob Webb on is not covering first base last night. I know the other night he had that play where he didn't cover home, but last night, if Freddie fields that ball cleanly, there's a 110-mile-an-hour fastball coming to home plate from Freddie to get that lead runner out at the plate. So I know a lot of folks are saying, why isn't Webb getting over there? Well, for me, that was probably more self-preservation than anything because, you know, obviously 99 out of 100 times Freddie's going to clean that ball, field that ball cleanly and have a play at the plate. So I won't kill him on that one. The mental error though from AJ Minter, that really opened up the floodgates in that eighth inning.
Yeah, and the other thing that I think baseball got last night, I'm not really sure where MLB Network first 5 minutes, 10 minutes of this game last night where I made the highlights. I don't know what ESPN was doing because of NBA and everything else. But the Vlad Guerrero, Ronald Acuña thing, which I think baseball wants to be able to push. How often do you get two young stars? Let's see them. Well, both were on display last night. Guerrero, since the three-homer day, has been, I don't know if scuffling, 10, 11, 12 games. It hasn't been great for him. But one of the things that I think I read last night post-game was he said he had to start being aggressive again. He's a walk guy. He's got 25 walks this year, so that's good. But the problem is if it takes you away from actually swinging, hitting the first pitch that you like, well, guess what? Last night he did it. I think it was the second pitch on the homer, first pitch on the single in the eighth, and that's an aggression in a player that, you know, you want to get yourself out of a problem, see the pitch, hit the pitch, and I think he did it. So that could be a little bit of trouble for the next two nights is really what I'm getting at. If this guy is woken up a little bit, it becomes a little bit harder to beat them. But I do think the Acuna, Vlad Guerrero thing, when people are showing highlights of the game today, I think they will make mention of this is sort of the future of the game. Guerrero wants to be in a conversation that Acuna's been a part of now for at least a year. You got Tatis, you got, you know, give me somebody else that sort of fits into that mold now. Oh, Lindor was kind of that guy, the older version. But the guys that actually drive the game, personality-driven, big-time, good-time players, Otani is in that category now, kind of a must-see guy. But I think baseball really likes when head-to-head, both guys go deep and do something like they did last night.
Yeah, and for Acuna, his major league leading 11th home run of the season, 412 feet to dead center field. For Guerrero, it was his eighth of the year. So you're right. We talked about it when the Braves were in Dunedin. This is a matchup of two of the marquee, really, you know, top young players in all of baseball. Everyone knows who Acuna is. Obviously, with his dad, everyone knows who Guerrero is. So it's not like these are unknown guys, but it is always fun when you have two of the best players in the game going head-to-head. And hopefully, they can keep Guerrero quiet here these next couple of nights. Hey, speaking of Otani, real quick, before we get to tonight's game, did you see what he did last night?
In terms of the strikeouts?
Well, in terms of just the game in general. He throws seven innings against the Astros, and then he goes out and plays right field for the final two innings. It was unbelievable. Joe Maddon had sort of talked about it a few days ago that he thought about maybe he'd keep him in the game just to keep him around. And yeah, he went out and played right field. So he played the entire game, almost like a little league game. Okay, you're done. You go get a different glove and you go out there now, son.
So I'm going to have my Tony La Russa moment. That's really interesting because obviously when he pitches, you don't DH for him. So when he goes out to right field, I guess nothing changes. You're going to take a guy out. I guess you can't really do anything with your lineup at that point. I got to look at that. So what happened in the lineup then? Because I'm assuming this hasn't happened, short of take a pitcher out, put him in left field, and bring him back in a pitch. We've seen that move before. Anything happened to the lineup at that point, or did he replace the right fielder at a point where I got to look. I got to look at to see the box score.
He hit second as the pitcher last night
right.
and then went to right field. So they did not have a designated hitter in the lineup last night. So that's how they were. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Right. So it is a little bit different, something in a box score that you're not going to see very often in an American League game or maybe forever. Coming back to tonight, Max Fried gets an opportunity to build on what was a last one. Ryu, a guy who everybody in Bravesland should know at least a little bit. This was a big money sign, along with Springer, who's not in the lineup, along with Kirby Yates, who we talked about, is down with the Tommy John. This team was built to actually go for it. You know, we had said 12 different starters after Sunday for them. They're now two games over 500. Like everybody was saying, hey, man, take 500, wipe your brow. Reinforcements are coming. Here comes some help in the bullpen. Here comes Martin. Here comes Green. I get that. So 34 games in going into last night, survivable, no doubt about it. I think Toronto has probably got to feel the same way, don't you think? That they're two games over and 12 different starting pitchers without your leadoff hitter who you just spent big money on, without a closer who you spent money on. You released a guy in Tanner Roark who you spent money on last year. It really is interesting that there's probably a similar sentiment up in Toronto than there was down here. We're fine. We're treading. We got guys coming who were supposed to make us better.
I agree with that. Yeah, and look, they certainly went for it. There's no question about it. And that's a tough division to go for when you've got the Yankees, when you've got the Tampa Bay Rays, two teams that are, you know, are always going to be right there in the thick of things. And now, of course, you throw the wrench in there of the Red Sox getting off to a really, really good start. I agree with you. I think that's a team that feels like they should be better than they are, 18 and 16 at this point in the season. And that's why it's so tough when you say, hey, look, we're going to go for it right here, right now. Because, you know, again, it's not just a one-year thing. The Marlins tried that back in 2012. How'd that work out for them? The Padres a few years back, they made all those big moves. That didn't work out. It's really hard to go for it for 1 year. It's a dangerous proposition. And if it works, great. You did it. You pulled it off. If not, boy, you can put yourself in a really bad spot for years to come as far as how you construct the lineup. Ryu, tough customer. Braves saw him a lot with the Dodgers over the years. You know exactly what you're going to get from him. When he's on, he is really, really good. I'm excited to see Fried, though, again tonight, Chris. He was terrific against the Nationals. That was a bit of a sigh of relief for me, just seeing a normal Max Fried-like outing his last go-round.
I don't want to sell him short because it sounds like I am, but Ryu is what you call efficient. When you watch him pitch a game, it always feels like it's going to be efficiently pitched. Freed, with what happened in the bullpen last night, whether guys are ready with the day off on Monday, what did that afford you an opportunity to do back-to-back nights? I hope we don't have to answer it very often. I'd like for him to have a conservation of pitches in the first few innings to maybe see if there's a seven in him. I can't believe, again, we have to say this. I'm hoping the guy gets me through six. It'd be great if he got me into the seventh, but that is baseball today. Do want to mention a couple of other quick things. I was reading Toronto's stuff on Sunday night, Monday, and it's sort of like when you're from New Jersey, you say you're from Jersey. So somebody says New Jersey, you go, oh, they're not from there. If somebody is dumb enough to say Hotlanta, you go, oof, you're not really from here. If you're pushing the narrative of the three sons of major league players, you don't understand that they're past that. That's not, right. It's not a novelty anymore. So it was really interesting to sort of kind of get the breadth of that conversation, because as they go on the road, if you're touting that as, hey, here comes Toronto. I don't know if you know this. They got three sons of former major leaguers. You missed the boat, because that story's gone for them. That's not what it, they're not a novelty show anymore. They're supposed to win baseball games.
I was going to add to that. Obviously, the sons of the big leaguers, they're the ones that steal the headlines. But when you look up and down this lineup, Chris, with Teoscar Hernandez, Randall Grichuk, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., they have Marcus Semien. They have a really, really good club. And I think you sell them short if that's your narrative when you say, yeah, well, they've got three sons of big leaguers. That was the story 2 years ago. It's not the story anymore. This is a really talented, really, really good ball club, especially when you're talking about an everyday lineup.
And Gurriel, by the way, go look at what he's done in a very young part of his career. It's not a lot of games in. That guy is viable. And Semien is a guy who's making himself a second baseman to keep himself out of that free agent shortstop thing. You know, he thinks now, as he signed a one-year deal, let me get out of the shortstop thing. Let me prove I'm a second baseman, and somebody might buy me and pay me. They pay shortstops more, but if I'm the lone second baseman who's hitting free agency, I'm the biggest, baddest guy on the block at that position. So smart, I think, on his part to move over to second. He could still play short, but he can get signed as the biggest second baseman in free agency. Now, real quick, the Atlanta Braves country, it's everywhere you want it to be. Hooters now, everywhere you want and need it to be across the country. If you're thinking about next week, next Thursday, the PGA kicks off, PGA Tour Championship, or the PGA Championship, excuse me, they have an opportunity on Thursday through Sunday to watch all of the golf. If it's on TV on any network, Hooters is going to have major golf and all golf all weekend long. You can certainly watch Braves games, put a game next to it that you say, I like to watch that. NBA on one side, hockey on the other side, Braves in the middle, give you that opportunity. Whether it's boxing, MMA, UFC, and remember this, whether it's a burger, and I'm a big fan of the Hooters burgers, or, of course, the wings, tenders, anything else you might want to get, plus cold beer and drinks, plus a Hooters atmosphere, any place you want to go, we want to thank Hooters for being a part of this every day on the Braves pregame show. As we look towards the next couple of days, is there anything other than, you know, Max Fried becomes a story tonight, but the Chris Martin, and I'm assuming, Kevin, the Shane Green, we should have news, don't you think, in the next day or two of when and if Shane Green is going to be showing up pitching up here?
Yeah, I do think we'll find that out. And you know, again, I don't expect it to take very long for Shane. I know he was throwing on the side. Got to get him in a couple of games in Gwinnett, probably go back-to-back with him, and then you turn him loose. Yeah, as far as Chris Martin's concerned, I don't think he's activated for tonight. I would think tomorrow makes more sense. Yeah. Bring him in today. Make sure he's good after that rehab stint last night. Threw the ball well, but he could give you – again, that's two really, really big arms to add from the right side. Remember, this bullpen is so lefty-heavy. You've got to find guys you can rely on from the right side. Those will be two really big reinforcements.
And I just looked up the number. They did have it on MLB.com. So leading after seven last year, 23-0. Leading after seven this year, 14-3. And you go, oh, 14-3. I'll take 14-3 every day of the week. You're through about 6.5 weeks of a baseball season, and you're worse at something than you were the entire 60 games last year. That's not a good trend.
Right.
And again, we had said it, mental, physical errors. You don't want to put yourself in a position to not have a chance to win. I think they did that last night. This weekend, by the way, congratulations. I understand there was a championship in the McAlpin household last night.
There was a championship, 12-11. We walked off again last night. So the Thunder, the rookie ball Thunder of East Marietta National Little League, are the champions. Max has the trophy. He has the medal to prove it. And it was a blast last night. And I'll tell you what, Chris, we have a day game tomorrow. So we're going to have a little belated celebration following the Thursday game. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate than going up and getting a bottle of Great Goose Essences, zero carbs, zero sugar. Might have to get couple of cocktails for me and the missus. Just 73 calories per serving, and they've got great flavors like watermelon and basil, strawberry and lemongrass, white peach and rosemary. I'm going to have to pick up a bottle of that because it's also my anniversary today. I keep forgetting that, you know, here's what we have, Chris. We have Max's birthday, my birthday, our anniversary and Mother's Day all in the span of 2 weeks. So by the time we get to our anniversary, we're just over celebrating anything. But I will tell you, we'll be celebrating Max and the Thunder's win with a bottle of Grey Goose Essences tomorrow night.
I can tell you this. I think I told you. My wife brought a bottle instead of a bottle of wine to an occasion where there was some patio drinking going on. And with spring and summertime here, make sure you're thinking about that. Grey Goose, by the way, it's Grey Goose vodka as opposed to Joe's vodka, Billy's vodka, whatever the heck it is that might be in some of these cans and other bottles. Pick up a bottle, bring it over, and enjoy the day. All right, Kevin and I will do this again tomorrow. We will take, I think, a little bit of a deeper dive into the standings or in the National League, because the National League East is going to be really interesting, I think, over the next 10 days, and I'll explain tomorrow. This round robin of who beats who, I'm not talking about tiebreakers like in the NBA, tiebreakers in the NHL. Do you get put here? But there is something very interesting about the National League East that I don't think we've talked about yet. We'll touch on it tonight on the pregame show. Don't forget on 680 The Fan, flagship, Braves Radio Network up and down, stream the app, stream us, hit subscribe, be a part of it. A little bit of a deeper dive into the National League East and what I think is going to be interesting coming up even before we hit June 1st, which seems to be the date for a lot of people to look at the standings. We'll peek a little bit earlier and prepare you for, in my opinion, what the next 10 days to 2 weeks could actually be about in our division. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks very much. We appreciate it. Don't forget, hit subscribe, tell your friends, spread the news, Braves fans. We are here every day for you on the Braves Daily Pregame Show.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.